Penguin Audio presents Small Favor by Jim Butcher. Read by James Marsters. Chapter 1. Winter came early that year. It should have been a tip-off. A snowball soared through the evening air and smacked into my apprentice's mouth. Since she was muttering a mantra-style chant when it hit her, she wound up with a mouthful of frozen cheer, which may or may not have been more startling for her than for most people, given how many metallic piercings were suddenly in direct contact with the snow. Molly Carpenter sputtered, spitting snow, and a round of hooting laughter went up from the children gathered around her. Tall, blonde, and athletic, dressed in jeans and a heavy winter coat, she looked natural in the snowy setting, her cheeks and nose turning red with the cold. "Concentration, Molly," I called. I carefully kept any laughter I might have wanted to indulge in from my voice. "You've got to concentrate. Again." The children, her younger brothers and sisters, immediately began packing fresh ammunition to hurl at her. The backyard of the Carpenter house was already thoroughly chewed up from an evening of winter warfare, and two low fortress walls faced each other across 10 yards of open lawn. Molly stood between them, shivering, and gave me an impatient look. "This can't possibly be real training," she said, her voice quavering with cold. "You're just doing this for your own sick amusement, Harry." I beamed at her and accepted a freshly made snowball from Little Hope, who had apparently appointed herself my squire. I thanked the small girl gravely.